When he'd made a sufficient and reasonable attempt, I told him to stop. Different people have different tastes. I told him you'd understand, Willie. Of course I understood. I felt just so deserted, though. How could he not like it? I went to the library, closed myself in, hunted out The Princess Bride. I flicked to the title page, and right there it said, S. Morgenstern's classic tale of true love and high adventure. You had to admire a guy who called his own new book a classic before it was published and anyone else had a chance to read it. I skimmed the first chapter, and it was pretty much exactly as I remembered. Then I turned to the second chapter, the one about Prince Humperdinck and the little kind of tantalizing description of the Zoo of Death. That's when I began to realize the problem. Morgenstern wasn't writing any children's book. He was writing a kind of satiric history on his country and the decline of the monarchy of Western civilization. But my father only read me the action stuff, the good parts. He never bothered with the serious side at all. About 2 in the morning, I called Hiram at Martha's Vineyard. Hiram Hayden's been my editor for 12 years, and we've been through a lot together, but never any phone calls at 2 in the morning. Hey, Hiram, I began after about 6 rings. Listen, you guys published a book just after World War I. Do you think it might be a good idea for me to abridge it and we'd republish it now? I just use the good parts. Call you tomorrow about the specifics, okay? Could you make it a little earlier in the business day, Bill? I laughed and we hung up. The abridgment got done and you're about to hear it. The good parts version. I know I don't expect this to change anybody else's life the way it altered mine. But take the title words, True Love and High Adventure. I believed that once. I thought my life was going to follow that path. Prayed that it would. Obviously it didn't, but I don't think there's high adventure left anymore. Nobody takes out a sword nowadays and cries, Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Anyway, here's the good parts version. S. Morgenstern wrote it, and my father read it to me. And now I give it to you. What you do with it will be of more than passing interest to us all. The Princess Bride, S. Morgenstern's classic tale of true love and high adventure. The good parts version, abridged by William Goldman. The year that Buttercup was born, the most beautiful woman in the world was a French scullery maid named Annette. Annette worked in Paris for the Duke and Duchess de Guiche, and it did not escape the Duke's notice that someone extraordinary was polishing the pewter. The Duke's notice did not escape the notice of the Duchess either, who was not very beautiful but plenty smart. The Duchess set about studying Annette and shortly found her adversary's tragic flaw, chocolate. Armed now, the Duchess set to work. The Palace de Guiche turned into a candy castle. There were piles of chocolate-covered mints in the drawing rooms, baskets of chocolate-covered nougats in the parlors. Annette never had a chance. Inside a season, she went from delicate to whopping, and the Duke never glanced in her direction without sad bewilderment clouding his eyes. Buttercup at 15 knew none of this, and if she had, she would have found it totally unfathomable. She was not the most beautiful woman in the world, but she was in the top 20, and that primarily on potential. Certainly not on any particular care she took of herself. She hated to wash her face. She loathed the area behind her ears. She was sick of combing her hair. What she liked to do was ride her horse and taunt the farm boy. The horse's name was Horse. Buttercup was never long on imagination, and it came when she called it, and it did what she told it. The farm boy did what she told him, too. Actually, he was more a young man now, but he had been a farm boy when, orphaned, he had come to work for her father, and Buttercup referred to him that way still. Farm boy, fetch me this. Get me that, farm boy. Quickly, you lazy thing. Trot now, or I'll tell father. As you wish. That was all he ever answered. As you wish. He lived in a hovel out near the animals, and according to Buttercup's mother, he kept it clean. He even read when he had candles. When Buttercup was almost 17, a man in a carriage came to town and watched as she rode for provisions. Other men had gone out of their way to catch sight of her. Other men had even ridden 20 miles for the privilege, as this man had. The importance here is that this was the first rich man who had bothered to do so. And it was this man, whose name is lost to antiquity, who mentioned Buttercup to the Count. The land of Florin was set between where Sweden and Germany would eventually settle. This was before Europe.